Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 21 degrees.
Keeping 6 on you. Keeping 6 on you.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.
AB 6 and you, anyone listening?
AB 6 and you, W-8-S-H-Y, I hear ya.
You call? AB 6 and you, are you calling me?
JB6NU, W-8-S-H-Y.
Yeah, I heard you call out a minute or two ago. It just took me a second to get my radio going. I hear you out there.
Excellent. Thanks for coming back to me. I have a gentleman here in the shack with me, and I'm giving him a demonstration of ham radio. And I thought the demonstration was going to be how quiet the repeaters are in the area.
Yeah, this is usually a quiet one. I don't hear many people out here, just a whole lot of ker-chunking. And I rarely get a reply when I call out. So I figured I'd holler back and let you know somebody's listening.
Great. So is it Whiskey 8 Sierra Hotel Yankee?
That is correct. W-A-S-H-Y.
So have we talked before?
Yeah, a couple of times. Briefly, I joined in on the Monday night net for the local Aero Club a couple of times. And that we did meet briefly face to face at Field Day over the summer, but I doubt you remember me. You were busy with the GOTA station there. But it was great to watch you work with all the visitors and the kids that came up and got on the air, and that was just that was some good fun, and really kind of made me want to get into amateur radio more than I already had. So, hey, keep leading by example. You're definitely making a difference out there.
The reason I ask is, I'm thinking we haven't talked on the air. So the reason I'm asking that is I have a collection of QSL cards from stations whose call signs spell words, and I'd love to get yours.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, this is my my vanity call sign. The last time we talked, I was still KFHETC. So that's the only thing. Well, let's see what else changed. Oh, I got my amateur extra license as well. Since I think we talked back in September, I believe.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you really got motivated. That's pretty cool. So I hope you have QSL cards so that I can get one from you.
I actually do not. I have not really gone any further than getting my license so far. I haven't had many QSOs yet. I haven't really done much on HF at all. I've been playing with the 2-meter and 70-centimeter more than anything. But QSL cards, that's something I can add to the list of things I need to get into. Thank you.
Tell you what, you can look it up on the web, too. You can look for, like, QSL card generators and maybe just print one off and send it to me. I hate to be like prodding you on this, but I don't think I have an SHY card yet. I have over 250 QSL cards from stations whose call signs still work, and I'm always anxious to add to that collection. This is KB6NU. KB6NU,
W-A-S-H-Y. I very much appreciate the push in a new direction, and this is how we learn, and my license may say extra, but I've got a long road ahead of me. I'm still a very new ham. It's only been a few months, and I am always open to advice and anything that can help me become a better operator. So I very much appreciate that. Yeah, I will definitely look into that. Now, are you looking for like an e-card, something I could email or, you know, send to you over the internet, or are you looking for an actual physical card delivered like by the U.S. mail?
If you don't have them, you don't have to get any printed just for me. If you wanted to send me an e-card, that would be fine. I could print it out and stick it in my file, but whichever way to use it, that's fine with me. And you know, you might get a kick out of this. So I have an extra class license, right? But these two friends of mine who've had their extra class licenses longer than me, actually, they always chide me. They say I'm not a real extra class operator because I get to pass the 20 word per minute code test.
Well, they would definitely say that about me, too. Unfortunately, code kept me from getting my license many years ago when I first started delving into radio, and then I took a long break off the air.
I just got back into it this year. I started on GMRS, and that just led me down the rabbit hole, and now here I am. Meeting great people like you on here, and all over the place, really. Right now, I'm, you know, mostly operating on a little HT, so I'm working within the limits of what these little radios can do, but I just upgraded to an ICOM in my Jeep, and that's really been a game changer for me, but yeah, I will certainly look into QSL cards. Again, thanks for the directional push there. I very much appreciate it. SHY, back to you.
November 8, Whiskey, Julian Lima.
Go ahead, NAWJL.
Where is this repeater? In Ann Arbor somewhere?
This is the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club repeater.
In Ann Arbor.
The repeater is right on campus.
Okay. I was just kind of wondering. You guys sound pretty good. I'm in Detroit. I don't know if you know or not, but I just kind of swinging my beam around and just ran across you guys there. Yeah, that was congratulations on both of you guys with your extra class license. I got a general, but I got one more hoop to jump through, and then I'll get my extra, but I'm just taking my time. But it's a lot of fun on HF there, Roger.
Sure. Hey, I've talked to you before. I know who you are. Anyway, I'm going to have to drop out of here, guys, but thank you for very much for coming back to me. This made the demonstration much better. This is KB6NU.
Okay. Sorry to break up the crowd there. I was going to join y'all, but okay. NAW.
Well, thank you for the quick QSO tonight. I'm glad to be able to add you to the logbook. I appreciate it. Hope to talk to you again soon. NAWJL, Mr. We Just Leaving. This is W8SHY. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Okay, we just landed. How about that? I'm doing all right. Where are you located?
I haven't heard you on the air in a while. This is the other Jay. We talked a couple of times on the NAOBI there. I'm actually at work in Ann Arbor, pretty much spitting distance to the U of M repeater here. So that's the one I tend to stand by when I'm in town. Hey, I never got to say thanks again for helping me get set up on EchoLink. Man, I've been having a lot of fun with that one. I appreciate it. How you been doing? It's been a bit. Here, we ought to catch up for a second if you got a minute. W8SHY, back to you.
8SHY, and it goes up. I'm just scanning, you know. I ain't got nothing to do. I was just scanning through and going on HF and stuff, and all of a sudden I said, well, I'm going to scan VHF here, 2 meters, and see what I can find. And lo and behold, radio stopped at this frequency there, Roger.
I see that. Boy, this is the noisiest I think I've ever heard this repeater. Oh, what an interesting evening this is turning out to be.
So what other stuff have you experienced besides 2 meter, 4-4, and Echo Link? We lose it.
All right, Jay. Well, it was good to hear from you. I'll have to catch up with you and the guys over on the Novi one of these mornings so I can have a roll out of bed early enough to test out my new ICOM and see how it's doing on that one. But I'm going to get off the air for now and eat some dinner while I got a break. It was good to hear from you. Have yourself a good night, and I'll catch you around the band sometime, W8SHY.
Well, all right. Sounds like about wrapping it up there. Well, we'll say 73. Oh, before I go, have you worked any digital?
No digital yet. Haven't gone down that road.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. What kind of phone do you have? An Android or iPhone or something?
I've got Android, and I got those two apps you recommended, the Peanut, and I think there was another one, but I haven't really tried those out yet. Been mostly playing with Echo Link, hopping around the world on local computers, getting some crazy QSOs here and there.
Well, you might want to download just to see how digital it is on DMR. Go to your Play Store and download BM, Brandmeisters. You may catch me out there. You'll see my call sign, and you'll see I might be on Worldwide. If you scan, you'll see Worldwide and North America and all that stuff there. So just something to, sort of look into. All right, I ain't going to hold you up. I'll let you go, and I guess I'm going up here on HF and scan or something there, NHWGF.
Roger that.
Yeah,
something else I can look into tonight. Man, two projects in one night. What a good evening. All right, Jay. Take care of yourself. I'll catch you on the band sometime. Have a good evening, 73. W8SHY, clip.
73, the name comes up there.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.